This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is a Wednesday morning, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across the country, as well as around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheeler drivers, our men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, getting the job done every day. Of course, our bulk mail center haulers out there, Felix and the gang, hauling the mail all around the countryside, if you will, from the bulk mail centers to the post offices, so they can get it delivered to your dooryard today. And, of course, our suicide jockeys, like Tom down there in Venice, they're hauling the gas and hauling the diesel. So you got petrol, even though it's expensive, to run in your vehicle and get to work. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. And we're on Truth Social. That's the Trump social website right now over there, at Captain's America, is how you find us over there. And don't forget, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And, of course, we have our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, merely the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. So there you go. Check it all out. All right, I'm going to lead you in the pledge, so get ready. Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian benefits and beliefs. Now, it was a rough day yesterday, the shooting at the Texas middle school has claimed the lives now of at least 19 little ones, second, third, fourth graders, and two adults believed to be both students, or teachers, rather. An 18-year-old suspect, still have to call him suspect, even if they walked in with a gun in her hand and 95 people saw him. But anyway, and the 18-year-old suspect, a student at Uvalde High School, is also dead. Now, Governor Greg Abbott said that the suspect shot and killed horrifically, and incomprehensibly more than a dozen students and a teacher. It wound up being 19, and there may have been more people than that shot. We haven't heard yet, but 19 have died. And two teachers were shot and wounded. And the police officer that apparently got him out, there was a Border Patrol agent, they went in with a tactical squad. They had the regular police on one side of this guy where he was hiding, and they had the tactical force come in the other way, the other side, the back door, to come in, and they got into a firefight, it looks like, and he was shot and killed. The bad guy was shot and killed. The shooter from the team, the Customs and Border Patrol team, was apparently wounded in the leg. I don't know. I still haven't found out if that was a gunshot or if something else happened to how he got his leg injured. But kudos to the police officers for shutting this down as fast as they could. Unfortunately, it wasn't fast enough. And our thoughts and prayers go with them. It's a terrible thing to happen. And I can tell you, as a first responder, when you're dealing with children and they get hurt or they get killed, it just absolutely drains you. It absolutely drains you. It's a feeling that makes you just like the sick in the pit of your stomach. But these guys and these gals, they'll talk this over. They'll debrief many times. And they'll be okay, the majority of them. There might be one or two that might have to retire after this, but I'd say most of them will be fine. Now, Herschel Walker, Brian Kemp in Georgia, ran away with their primary wins. They absolutely just destroyed the people they were running against. And Mr. Perdue, the former U.S. Senator in Georgia, said that he will do what he can to help Brian Kemp get elected governor and beat Stacey Abrams. By the way, Sarah Huckabee Sanders in Arkansas, John Boozman in Arkansas, both of them victorious. Sarah, of course, for governor, Boozman for senator. And we'll see how all that plays out. And, of course, you had other primaries, too. Yesterday you had Alabama, you had Texas, had Minnesota, had some close races there. And in Alabama, of course, wins for the Republicans, Kay Ivey and Ken Paxton. Ivey for governor and Paxton for Senate. So we'll see how all that plays out as we, I hear the music in my ear, so as we get ready to take a break and scoot on out the doorway for a little bit, don't go anywhere. I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And the Patrick is on the air. And here he is, the hat trick himself, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Captain.
How's that for a play on words?
I love it, man. I love it. Thank God for our boy Jeff down in Sarasota putting that together. He's a good man.
Yeah, now we're going to talk about some sports here because we need a little break in the action. We've been doing a lot of talking about the horrible shooting and some other things, and it's time for a little relaxation for a few minutes here. Let's talk about the Tampa Bay Lightning waiting to see who they're going to play next. They don't know yet, do they?
No, shoot, they might not know till Monday night. I mean, that's going to be a long layoff for them, and that can go two ways, Captain. Either they're going to be well-rested and ready to play, or they're going to be a little rusty. But the sad part about it is, Captain, you know this from playing sports all your life, and anybody who's been an athlete, you get used to the soreness and the pain by playing back-to-back games and anything, or in football every Sunday. And then when you have that layoff, you get, complacent. And then physically, you're not used to being sore again, and you play that one game of a series, and you're a little off.
Yeah, so, and get those hits up against the board.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. So that's why, if they can practice hard, I would say Sunday they should have a good hard practice and just get the cobwebs out, and then they'll tee it up, earliest next Monday to latest next Wednesday. And see what happens. It should be a very exciting time for the Tampa Bay Lightning fans to see if they can three-peat. And they have a shot to do it. They need 8 more victories. you know, out of 14 games to pull it off. Can they pull it off? We shall see. That sure would be one heck of a story, you know, 3 years in a row. Last team to do it was the Rangers. And the Rangers, you know, like I said, Monday, Captain, now they won again. And now that series is tied 2-2.
Right.
The team can get very hot and play very aggressive. And that would be a good matchup for the Lightning. It'd be a tough one. And after that, we'll see. It looks like the Avalanche are going to take care of the Blues. So they will either take on the Edmonton Oilers or Calgary Flames. And then we'll have the finals.
Some familiar names in there again. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way the mm-hmm. turning out. And hopefully the NHL likes it also.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be worth the fun for it.
Well, we'll keep our eyes on the grind, and we'll see what happens here. It'll be interesting to see who plays who and how soon it all gets decided. Now, you were going to mention what?
Well, there'll be playoffs. We didn't discuss it. The Warriors got beat by the Mavericks last night, 119-109. So that series is now in favor of the Warriors, 3-1. I still think they're going to take care of business there. And the Celtics took care of the Heat, you know, Monday night, 102-82. So it should be, you know, the Heat and Celtics now are all tied up. So 2-2, we shall see how that plays out as they, you know, are going to play tonight at 8:30. So people will be looking forward to that game, and we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
MLB's in full force. And what a game last night. The Giants and Mets, 13-12. I mean, we're getting a lot of high scoring in baseball.
Yeah.
They're talking about the baseball being juiced up. I don't know about that, Captain. I just think it's so hard when you have 30 teams in Major League Baseball. You know, how many pitchers are out there to shut down a team at, you know, on a consistent basis? You only have very little dominant pitching right now. So that's going to be the difference, I think.
Yeah.
Talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you feel that is going to happen with a lot of these Major League Baseball teams got in small, you know, cities? The A's and the Rays, are they going to do something? The Pirates, you know, the Pirates and A's are storied franchises, but you know, are they going to get people in the stands? Are they going to do some things differently? What's your thoughts?
Well, first of all, they need to do a couple of simple things. Do you remember, and I'll use the Tampa Bay Rays as an example, do you remember the year that they didn't charge anybody for parking?
Yes, I do, Captain.
Do you remember what happened to the attendance?
Yes, it went up 20%.
That's right.
Good point.
Now, I would say the time has come to do that again.
Yes. Yes, I would agree. I mean, why not? And give people a break, especially in today's times with inflation the way it is, and get people there to make it happen. And I couldn't agree with you more, Captain. That would be a great idea.
And they could come up with a few more gimmicks for the kids, too, you know, like maybe a stuffed animal or something, you know.
Yeah, no, it's a great idea.
A stuffed Raymond doll or something like that.
Yes. No, that's a great idea, especially, and not just with the Rays, but all across the country.
Sure.
I mean, it's
the team mascots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. It's a summer pastime, and now with school being pretty much done for the year, you're going to have kids wanting to go to the game on the weekend. So let's put some things together for these kids over the weekends. And they do a decent job with that, but they do need to do it better.
Here's an idea, because I remember they did this in the minor league ballparks up there by me, in particular the Syracuse Chiefs. They had a family weekend where you could come and watch a game on a Saturday and watch a game on a Sunday, and you would pay one price for the two games.
There you go. Make it a split doubleheader in more ways than one. Make it a weekend doubleheader and give the people a break. Yeah, it's just smart marketing, smart business. And it you know, just endears you to the community and to everybody who's a sports fan.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic ideas, Captain. I'm really interested to see what's going to happen, you know, in that department. And then also, we're talking about pitching in Major League Baseball. It's just like the quarterbacks in the National Football League. It's, you know, it's tough. 32 star quarterbacks? No, there's not 32 star quarterbacks.
No.
So it makes it very interesting, some of these games, how they turn out. But, you know, every big city wants a professional team. I get it. You know, it brings something to the community as long as they don't have to pay for it. And that's the ticket there, to say the least. The reason I bring that up, Tennessee Titans, Ryan Tannehill, you know, he got misquoted, he's saying, about the quarterback coming in. And that's a good question to ask you, Captain, and to the audience. Is it the starting quarterback's job to mentor a rookie or a first-year quarterback, second-year quarterback when you're the starter? Or is that not your job? What's your thoughts?
I would say it should be your job, because if you're the veteran quarterback and you've got a younger quarterback that's trying to learn the system, as being part of the team, you should be a good teammate and show the young lad how to play the game.
See, a lot of people feel that
Your team will be a lot better off.
It would be.
You develop some camaraderie that way.
I would hope so and think so. It's hard, though, when it's so competitive, you know, and you want to have that starting job. You know, we're talking about your livelihood now. And then pride and ego come into play. But you're right. It's a team sport, and you should be a teammate. I agree with you. Everybody has a different opinion on that. It looks like Indy's going to keep the combine, Captain, all the way for the next couple of years.
Good.
Got the kids. Yeah, good for Indianapolis. And, you know, we'll talk about it more Friday, but it's going to be neat Monday. We'll talk about it Monday also, the Indy 500. That'll be a fun race this year, I believe. Always fun times. It's nice to have nice events on Memorial Day, but I definitely want everybody to keep in mind what Memorial Day is.
And they'll be racing in Atlanta. They'll be bumping and thumping in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. The Sunday's going to be rocking. You're not kidding. And also Saturday with the trucks. That should be a lot of fun. We'll have a good discussion Friday, no question about it. Well, Captain, I know my time is up. I want to thank you as always and appreciate it. And if I can help anybody out with any insurance needs, it behooves you to give me a call at 813-966-1052. Get a second set of eyes to look at your insurance papers and the plan that you have on all your insurance. Let's see if we can design a plan for you that makes more sense and saves you some dollars. Again, Patrick Highland, 813-966-1052. God bless you, Captain, and God bless America.
All righty. Thanks very much, Patrick Highland, the insurance quarterback. Sports Zone is the name of the radio show Sundays on my flagship station, 11 a.m. to 12 noon. Check out their Facebook page, The Sports Zone. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
19 students and at least two adults are confirmed dead after a lone 18-year-old gunman walked into a Uvalde, Texas elementary school and opened fire on Tuesday. Robb Elementary School is located about 85 miles west of San Antonio. The shooter was engaged with law enforcement, but he still entered the unlocked school, where he entered several classrooms and started shooting. Texas Department of Public Safety Lieutenant Chris Olivares on KSAT 12.
At that point, when law enforcement arrived, they made entry to the school in which a suspect exchanged gunfire with law enforcement. Multiple officers were hit by gunfire by the suspect. The suspect was wearing multiple body armor. And at that point, we had a tactical team arrive as well. They exchanged gunfire with the suspect. They were actually able to shoot the suspect, and right now the suspect is deceased.
We'll have more information as it comes in. We are USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bruce here. I'll be at Moss Nissan with Tailgate Pro Entertainment this Saturday, noon to 3, in Newport Richey. There's free food plus games and races on the big screen and games like Cornhole, Giant Zynga, and more. Check out Moss Nissan's selection of new and pre-owned cars and trucks. Moss has inventory that the others don't. And for fall sports tailgating, the perfect solution for corporate game day entertainment, go to tailgateproentertainment.com. See you Saturday, noon to 3, at Moss Nissan, 19 and 54, Newport Richey.
Regime leader Joe Biden wants to send hundreds of U.S. troops to Somalia, but is absolutely not interested in protecting we the people from the United States southern border invasion. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, it is most frustrating to witness regime leader Biden and Congress get away with dereliction of duty. They remind me of government school educators who no longer properly instruct students, but instead indoctrinate students against their God-given sex and stunt them intellectually. Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution states that Congress is to provide for calling forth the militia to execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrection, and repel invasions. So far, with the exception of Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, and a few others in Congress, there has been almost no worthy effort by Congress or the Biden regime to stop the awful global invasion of over 1.5 million illegal border crossers streaming into our republic through the southern border since October of 2021. It is my opinion that government officials should be relieved of their duties if their policies undermine the safety and security of our republic, such as Biden's has done with his open borders policy. I'm Ron Edwards. For constitutional grounds coffee, go to theronedwards.com.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Now, have you had constitutional grounds coffee yet? If you haven't, you need to go to theronedwards.com, the website. Theronedwards.com, the website. Look it up and place your first order. I'll tell you what. Here's my little... That's my Tervis tumbler. It's got my nice iced coffee in it. This is the time of morning. It really tastes good. I'm working on the last bottom part of the cup. But you got to try it. Go to theronedwards.com and give it a shot. Constitutional grounds coffee. You won't be sorry. I'll bet you that one right now. You won't be sorry. Speaking of won't be sorry, just when you thought it couldn't get any better in the grand scheme of things with all the bad news that's out there, the shooting and Russia and our Ukraine situation and the elections. You know, Trump-backed Senator John Bozeman won the Arkansas GOP primary. Sarah Sanders won the Arkansas GOP gubernatorial primary. Herschel Walker won and sets up a new showdown with November showdown with Senator Warnock. You also had Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, who won her primary for the Georgia House, and she's going to be back again, I do believe. I don't think she can be beaten. Texas AG Paxton defeated George P. Bush for the Texas GOP runoff that they're going to have. And, oh, by the way, Georgia Attorney General Chris Carr defeated the Trump-backed GOP rival that he was running against. See, the kingmaker yesterday, and it was picked up very quickly by some of the news agencies like, oh, gosh, CNN, MSNBC. Trump didn't win them all yesterday, but he won the ones that he should have, people he endorsed. So you're going to hear people today going, well, he lost some of his power because he didn't get this person and didn't get that person and all that stuff. I guarantee you're going to hear that somewhere along the line. Might even hear it on a couple of the shows that come on these network stations after me. But to that I say, hooey. Yep, hooey. And by the way, here's another one. Ready or not, the speculation Ron DeSantis, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, may make a presidential bid is very much in the mix, because Reagan campaign chairman, the former Reagan campaign chairman, launched a PAC to draft DeSantis for the 2024 presidential run. Now, what the deal is here is they're going to try to put as much money as they can in that PAC, and that's going to be the enticement if they get several million dollars lined up. Although these presidential campaigns, several million dollars doesn't cut it anymore. Remember, we've been talking billion-dollar campaigns for the last couple of cycles here when you talk about running for president. So we'll see how that plays out. And, of course, we got a chance to see the White House and Joe Biden in complete disarray over the Taiwanese policy, whatever that might happen to be. Nobody really knows at the moment. The White House has said one thing. Joe Biden said another thing. DOD said another thing. So who knows? And the other thing is, when it comes to Russia and Chinese forces, did you see Did you see where their jets conducted a joint patrol, forcing Japan to scramble their jets? Did you see that? Well, they did. And Japan, they're afraid of their own shadow sometimes, I think, but the second that those jets started coming towards their territory, they sounded the alarm. Now, who likes ice cream? Walmart decided to pull their Juneteenth ice cream after the backlash about it. They were peddling a Juneteenth branded ice cream after social media had come out and said that it wasn't all that great. Well, I guess they're entitled to make mistakes every now and then. By the way, Netflix is under fire right now for an anti-trans joke in the Ricky Gervais special that he's got. This guy has been in trouble before, and I don't know why people keep hiring him, because he keeps doing the same thing over and over again. Oh, well. By the way, the New York police arrested a suspect in the fatal weekend subway shooting. We'll see where that goes. And Texas has cut ties with the National School Boards Group after a White House collusion story was retweeted. Wow. See, a good press secretary would have stopped that from getting out there. But this one they got is just, there's a real question over her ability. And I don't know what to say, but when she worked with Jen Psaki, she seemed to do okay, but exit Jen Psaki, and that was it in the story. And here's another one for you. The senator from Iowa, Joni Ernst, introduced new legislation that will transfer the border wall materials being stored in these border states to the states, to where they don't have to buy, pay, rent, whatever. We'll see how that works out. And Pelosi, of course, had one of her brilliant comments yesterday. She wonders why the church doesn't punish death penalty supporters. That's a great little thing for her to pop out there now, isn't it? All righty. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Chehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. Appreciate you very much doing that for us. By the way, this portion of the program is being brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. You know, they're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota, and they'll do business there. They'll do business wherever you're at around the countryside, because I'm going to give you their phone number here in a second. You can call them up, and you can check them out online, and if you want something from them, they'll ship it to you, because all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too, and Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. They got stuff on their trucks that you won't even find in some of the shops around town. So, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, and don't forget, you can call her at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or place an order on something you want. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4500 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, joining us right now, it is none other than the consumer quarterback himself, and that would be Brandon Rimes. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
How bounces the ball?
Oh, man, things are bouncing there. In the overall the real estate market, we've got kind of entering into a little bit of a lull in the market.
No longer. No doubt about it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of interesting. You know, absorption rates, at least in the Tampa Bay area, you know, going from the 90s down into the 80s. So still a very strong market, but not quite as crazy as it was just 3, 5, 6 months ago.
People are afraid right now of an upcoming recession. They're scared to death of, depression. They're not talking recession anymore. They're talking depression. Now, I'm not sure we're going to get to that. I wouldn't wish that on anybody, but I certainly see a downturn in the economy coming.
Yeah, it's coming. It's here. It's, because now what you've got is a combination of stock market with long-term bond market. Now that the bond market's being affected, there's some of that. You got the market fundamentals, just some pretty significant changes. And, of course, it's all attributed to our just wonderful, savvy politicians up in D.C.
Well, I got something, and I'm not a politician. I'm not in D.C., but I got something that would help some of the sports teams because I know that you're also a sports guy. Remember when the Rays did away with the parking for a year or so?
Yeah.
Remember what happened to their attendance?
Yeah, it went up.
20%. 20%.
Yep.
Now, that's just a thought for openers. The second one is we used to have a minor league team up there in Syracuse, New York, where I was a firefighter. And the baseball team, rather. And the baseball team would do a twofer on the weekend, family plan. You bring your family, you bring your wife, you bring your kids to the games. You could go to the Saturday game, you can go to the Sunday game, and you paid for one day, one ticket.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
boy, did that work. Boy, did that work.
A lot of good ideas. You know, we had the best economy in the world in the history of America.
Sure.
Just not long ago, only, 24 plus months ago. And yeah, we were rocking and rolling. We had a lot of energy, independence, had, safe borders and the highest employment in the history for minorities. And everybody was happy. But there's what happens when you let have a stolen election and you let globalists take over. And by the way, I'm very proud to be on and part of the Salem Media Group. I've never been more proud with them, backing Dinesh's movie and producing the 2000 Mules movie. I mean, I'm super proud and happy to be a part of Salem Media Group.
Well, that's fine and dandy, and that movie is definitely something that everybody needs to go watch because it's all about America, and they're going to see things there that if you don't come away with a different attitude about this last election, then there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's proof, it's documented proof showing, that they were, stuffing the ballot boxes, doing a lot of illegal activities and there's to a certain level, there's collusion there too. I mean, people were letting it happen, especially in Georgia. So it's proof. It's a challenging time. And, if you look at the policies too of this administration, this illegitimate administration, look what it's doing to our country. I mean, they're sending money overseas. They should be spending money here. I mean, we've got homeless veterans all over the place. We've got our own problems, but they're spending all this money to send it overseas to the third most corrupt country on the planet. And you know which one that is.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Now, the other thing is we've got a lot of very good things going on here in the United States right now when it comes to veterans helping veterans and different groups that are working with each other. And even doing things like what you do with your organization over there, people are, in fact, helping other people that need to be helped along. And we got about 60 seconds before I have to let you go. So I want you to make sure you get in there and tell everybody how they can get a hold of you and how you can help them.
Yeah, absolutely. And just a quick shout-out to Thomas King, Florida Fire Academy, talking about helping veterans. He and some other friends gifted a home to a homeless veteran right here locally in Tampa Bay. So he does a great job over there at Florida Firearms Academy. But, yep, I'm Brandon Rhymes. I host the Consumer Quarterback Show here in Tampa Bay with Salem Media Group, 860 The Answer. 4 o'clock drive time, and you can reach me at consumerqb.com, my website, consumerqb.com, and my wife and I own a top-ranked real estate team, Keller Williams Realty, here in Tampa Bay, Keller Williams Realty, 813-917-1894. Brandon Rhymes at 813-917-1894. And we can help you worldwide as well through our Keller Williams network.
Yeah, and they can also help you with your consumer problems, which is why you're the consumer quarterback.
Yes, sir. Yep. Anything happening, let us know about it. There's a lot of scams, a lot of things to look out for. And we've got 80 different categories of consumer advocates, you know, that we can refer, attorneys, CPAs, all types of great people associated with the Consumer Quarterback mm-hmm. Show.
All right, my friend, I will talk to you again soon.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Keep up the great work, Captain.
Yep, that's Brandon Rhymes, the consumer quarterback, consumerqb.com. Now, before I go to my next caller, I want to remind everybody where I'm going to be Saturday. I'm going to be at Moss Nissan, Newport Richey, 19 and 54, where they come together up there. Look for the great big huge flag up in the air. I'll be right there from noon to 3. And stop by and save yourself some money if you're looking for a car or need an oil change or car wash or want some free food, all that good stuff. That's where I'll be. Alrighty, here we go. Get ready.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ and ruling, standing up for righteousness for we the people of the United States of America, okay? That's what it's about. By the way, Jesus wouldn't have us $20 trillion in debt, and Jesus don't even know what that is. You understand? Jesus, the greatest business, he runs the whole universe. That's how great Jesus is. He knows they need water and chili. That's why there's no such thing as global warming and that climate change nonsense. Let's get down to business on another front over here. Let me talk, take on Steve Kerr, ESPN, and all the rest of you Chinese hacks over there. Okay? You know why, Steve Kerr, you're a fraud? You know why you're an unholy piece of crap? Because when the decision from the Supreme Court leaked out over there, okay, you should have been jumping up down saying, praise God, hallelujah, in the United States of America, we're not going to murder no more babies no more. But you didn't, you fraud. You jumped on this over here because the Chinese people that are paying you $5 billion in the Chinese Basketball Association that we don't want to watch no more because of your piece of crap, you jumped on that. No, Joe Biden, we don't want you to go to Texas where you hate Republicans anyway so you can politicize this. Get out of our face and do the country a favor and resign today and be replaced by Donald Trump, who does a trillion times better for the American people. Peace.
All right. Todd in Tampa. He was on a roll today. Now, I will be back tonight with more. And we'll be talking, of course, about the shooting in Texas as we get more information. We'll also be talking about the political ramifications of yesterday. And some more names will be mentioned as to who won what. They still don't know who's won between Dr. Oz and the other guy up there in Pennsylvania. Still don't know about that one. Wow. We're going to see. So have yourself a great day, everybody. Remember, my show is all about we the people. Yep, we're all Americans first. Everything else comes after that. God bless.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.